This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you doing on the roads this morning?
Well, so far the commute is actually just fine. We had a good dusting, kind of a heavier, slushier dusting in the parking lot, but I was able to just do a quick hand wipe on the side windows and run the wipers, and we were good to go. We didn't have to break out the snow brush, though we could have. We can pretend like it's not here yet. Roads are wet, salted. I was stuck behind what I thought was a salter going to be for my whole ride, but they were turning into the Tops Plaza in the village, so I was able to kind of get around them and continue on. But everything is pretty much wet, so not too bad this morning. I'm sure there's some slick spots in here, maybe some black ice possibilities. And, so definitely have to be very mindful, drive carefully, and, so far so good. We're easing into the winter scene.
Yes, we are. It seemed like it just hit us, and I don't know, there's always something about that first snow that's, I think we talked about this yesterday, kind of exciting, which it is, but, yeah, it'll grow old quick.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't mention this. I don't think I mentioned it to many people, if any at all. But during the summer, I switched to... I normally wear Skechers, but I switched to, like, these canvas-like shoes. I don't want to call them dress shoes, but they're all black. And they don't look like the leather shoes I had worn before, but what was really attractive to me was, one, how lightweight they were, and two, being they were like this canvasy material, they would dry easily. Now, they'll let water in easily, but then they dry easily. And I was having issues with, stinky feet. And, I'm always putting my shoes on the boot dryer to get them to dry out. And I'm sure I still will, but I'm really curious to see how these shoes here handle getting wet every day, wet and dry, wet and dry. Probably not good. I'll probably end up going back to, some waterproof type shoe. But, man, I like the breathability of these. And I haven't really stepped in any deep snow or water or anything yet, but, it is a coming.
Yeah, it is. I've got several pairs of Brooks sneakers, running sneakers, that breathe pretty good. But like you said, the other day when I went for a walk, they got wet. My feet got wet just because they were able to breathe so much.
So on a different topic, I don't know if you remember, at Field Day last year, I had two stations set up. One was running a manual tuner, and one was running an automatic tuner. The automatic tuner is ultra convenient, but it's not as robust because of the way the microcontroller switches the caps and inductors. It follows an algorithm to get the best SWR, and it only gets as good as it gets. You only have so many inductors, so many caps. The manual tuner, though manual, gives you that ability to tweak and tweak and tweak, and you get the in-between values. I don't know if the full range is more, but I never really had much trouble tuning the antennas with the manual tuner. Now, one thing I could have done last year was play around with feed line length, add or take away some coax. I think I did one small length, but maybe not significantly enough. But adding on some feed length to change its tunability, if you will. I'm watching one of the exact same model tuners, the manual tuners, on eBay right now. The auction ends today. There's also one on Facebook Marketplace, and I was telling Jeff about it yesterday. I don't know if I want to drive to go get it. It's only in Boston, New York. I just wasn't sure about it, my schedule. But a similar price. I might get in on the last minute bidding here today. So I'm hopeful, not positive. There's 13 other people in it, but yeah, see if I can pick up another automatic tuner for my RF outings.
That's what I need to start doing. I do remember you having two stations set up, and it was pretty cool. That was a neat day to sit there and listen to some of those calls that were coming in. I need to start looking at eBay and Facebook Marketplace to start looking for some equipment.
And I think it's an automatic tuner. I'm looking to pick up another manual tuner. But anyway, I did see on Marketplace, and I'm not pushing it or anything, but just kind of giving you a feel for with some of the things that are out there. I had seen an ICOM 738, so it's an IC-738, for $400, and that's an HF rig. If it's all in working condition, it's not a horrible price. If you are really interested, start watching the prices, looking at the models, looking at the specs, reading reviews, comparing features. That way when something does pop up that looks like a really good deal, or if you see one at a ham fest or whatnot, then you know for sure, like, oh, this is way more than they're going for, versus, oh, this is a good deal. Why are you letting it go?
Yes, I need to start doing that, because that's kind of how I used to, when I was thinking about buying a new gun, and I'd go to a gun show and I was looking for a used one. That's how I would do this. Go online, go on GunBroker. There was a couple other auction sites, see what the going rate was, read reviews and stuff like that. So yes, I need to start doing that for my ham radio stuff.
I don't think Gun Brokers sells ham radio stuff, KC2FDM.
No, they don't. They do sell a lot of stuff, but not ham radio stuff. But I used to do that if I was interested in buying a new gun, for sure.
Good morning, everybody. How are we all today? It's snowing.
Well, good morning there, Jeff. Yeah, so far so good. It's actually not too bad. Brad and I were just chatting about it. I'm sure there's going to be worse to come, but not too bad. Brad, since you just reprogrammed that radio, can you remind me what Ross's PL tone is? Oh, maybe I'm not in there. All right. Good morning, Jeff. How's your morning going?
Cold. I'm not used to this. I don't like this. Zoe was complaining all day yesterday about the snow. Funny story. I'm going down the stairs last night. My wife runs out of the bedroom. She's like, thanks for your service. You're the only one that has to go anywhere tomorrow. Zoe's off of school, and I'm off of work. Thanks.
Well, that's kind of an interesting interaction. So what prompted that?
Just the fact that I'm the veteran, and I got to work on Veterans Day. And she don't, nor Zoe.
When my dad was still working, I remember there being something like that, where if he was able to show that he was a veteran, and I'm trying to say, was he able to get the day off? There was something. And I know in years past they were doing a Veterans Day breakfast at our work. Brad might remember that. I don't know if they did that this year. Did they do that yesterday?
They did nothing of the sort yesterday, but today is Veterans Day, so if anything, they do it today. But they sent emails about, hey, if you're a veteran, you want to let us know. I answered yes to everything, even given a t-shirt size, and I haven't seen or heard anything. So I don't know if they're actually going to do something today. We also have the town hall meeting today.
Oh, my goodness. I 100% messed up the date and, too, forgot that today was the town hall meeting. Yikes. I don't think we were supposed to, but I don't know if I wasn't feeling well. I think that's probably what it was. I wasn't feeling well, so I asked my boss, and he asked somebody, and they shared the Zoom link with me for those that were off-site. I sat back here, and I zoomed into the meeting last time around. With the weather, well, I know we've gone in snowy weather before, but, unfortunate day for it. I wonder how many people are going to skip it, which is not really the right thing to do, but just from a safety perspective.
I'm probably going to drive over with Jose, who we did last time.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to see what's going on here. My boss is not in today. He's out of the office. So I'm not going to get any direction from him. I'll have to see what the rest of the group's doing. I probably should just go down, hear what they have to say, and get a cup of coffee, a donut hole, or a cookie or something while we're down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on today. I didn't even talk to Jose. I figured I'd just drive with him. He likes to drive everywhere.
Okay, I'll bring it back to you, Brad. Did you find that PL tone? I was just going to pop over and try you guys on RF Direct, but I noticed it wasn't opening the squelch, and I might have been playing around with its own since Ross was changing stuff as well. I didn't realize that. Did you make it back in there? Oh, no, I think we lost Brad. Ross, you in there?
Yep, good morning, all. Brad, I got to turn your PL tone back on. I think you turned it off. Anyway, I just figured that out, Brett. Travis, my PL tone's 85.4.
Okay. Do you have me in here, then? This is K2PCB.
Yep, I gotcha. I just got to get Brad back in here.
Hey, Jeff. How are you hearing me? This is me coming in RF back from the work parking lot back to Ross's note.
You're coming in just fine. And I'm at the... I'm on Broadway, kind of halfway there, 2.8 miles away, if you will.
So, Jeff, were you hearing me when I was coming in direct from RF in the parking lot back to Ross's node?
Yes, I was. I even commented. I said, you're coming in loud and clear, and I'm 2.8 miles away now. It's 2.5.
I found that very interesting. I don't hear your node, Ross. Very interesting. I don't know. Well, I've got 644. I'll sign with you guys. You said 85.4, Ross? I'll have to verify that I've got that set up properly. This is K2PCB. Oh, and you are transmitting your tone, right? You're not just opening your squelch with the tone on your node?
Correct. I've been getting back into my node, but you can also hear me too, so must be something else set up wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't seem... Oh, yeah, Jeff's hearing me, but I'm not hearing Jeff come back. I find that very, very weird. If you just keep talking for a minute, I'm going to listen for 2 seconds, but I'm going to run. So I'll say 73. This is K2PCB. And just an FYI, a reminder, I am out tomorrow. This is K2PCB. I'm clear.
All right, no problem, Travis. Yeah, you just keyed up my notes, so that part's working. So good morning, Brad. And Jeff, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, although we haven't heard Brad in a while. I don't know if he's abandoned or or if his radio is working or not.
Yeah, I think he lost his PL tone. I went to go look for it for Travis. I think he turned that off.
Do you hear me now, Ross?
Yeah, there you go. You're back.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had turned it off. I thought it, when I went to check for the PL tone, I have to hit a button twice, and one time it turns it off, and I thought it was always programmed that it would just stay on. I didn't realize it would go off. Now I know that. That's interesting to know.
Yep, see, you're learning every day.
Brad, is it rifle night tonight?
That is affirmative.
I remembered to put my rifle in the car the other day, and I kind of forgot this morning, so hopefully I got rounds in the car.
Yeah, that would be helpful, for sure. Depending on what you're shooting, I'm sure someone's may have ammo there for you.
I should have ammo in the car, usually. Never not without. All right, well, I'm approaching work. I should concentrate and get to work. And so I'm going to say 73s, everybody. And talk to you all on the inside and or indoor later tonight. Good night.
73 is KC2NVN. This is KE2GDQ.
Well, Brad, aren't you glad that you don't have to get up in this nice snowy weather and you can stay that nice little warm ham shack of your in your house? Must be nice.
It is nice. I'm not gonna deny that. Not having to, you know, be rushing around, get the truck started, you know, get the snow brush out. I mean, I will be leaving later to go to my daughter's house, but I don't have to worry about it right now. Yes, it is good.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty good right now. I think you guys are talking about the town hall meeting. I don't know if I might. It makes more sense to me just as everybody just to zoom into that. All the groups just zoom in. It'll make life so much easier for everybody. And plus, we can't really go anyway. We have a training on our new Datacon. The guy from Datacon is here to train us on the new machine. So we should be taking a training and not going to that town hall meeting.
You there, Ross? I haven't been pushing buttons again.
Yeah, you like pushing those buttons, don't you? Yeah, I was thinking I probably shouldn't go to that town hall meeting today at work. I got the trainer from Datacon is here, and I should be going through the training and not really going to the town hall meeting because we had to pay money for that trainer to come in. So I should get the maximum benefits from that. I'd just rather just zoom in, if anything.
I agree with you. I think the training is more important. There's other times that you could go to the Zoom meeting and there's other people that are going to be there. But I think you're right. The training is definitely more important.
No, I ran out of things to say. I can't believe I only have 2 weeks before I'm going to be going into Florida.
Oh, my God. That's coming quick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's closer than you think. I've got to go through a birthday first on my daughter's, and then, the 30th, we're taking off, and I'm going to be there for a whole week.
I hope the weather down there is decent, that there's no hurricanes or, tropical storms or anything so that you guys can enjoy it and not be too humid, too.
I thought pretty much hurricane season was done. We didn't really have much of a hurricane season. They have one brush the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina, but I think that's it. It's been pretty quiet since then. I know they had a couple of doozies in the Bahamas, but that's about it.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't have a lot of hurricanes this year that I remember. You're right. The one that brush the coast, but other than that, the Bahamas, Jamaica, I think that was it.
Yep, unfortunately, Brad, it's that time again. I gotta get in there. I'll probably get in there and get the stuff all ready. I don't know what time that guy's gonna show up, but I'm gonna be ready. So with 73 to you, you have a good day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET. 73's Brad, have a good day.
73's KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, and we're standing by.